For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, you hear a lot of talk today about new developments in wash day products, but the news that's overshadowing all this talk, news that makes a real difference in your wash, is the news about Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Deep Cleaning Oxidol washes out the gray dirt left in clothes by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. Now, this fact was proved to women in an amazing washing demonstration, and one of the women present at this demonstration was Mrs. Paul Zurich of Elmwood, Ohio. Here's what Mrs. Zurich saw.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I had just washed them with a leading suds the way you're told to. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Zurich. And ladies, here's something we'd like you to do at home. Next wash day, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol to see for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And then, for the most interesting news of all, look at the clothes themselves. When you use Deep Cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look white and bright. And your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Yep. Deep Cleaning Oxidol is truly safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean with Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, at last, Ma seems to have learned the truth about those cousins whom she's clasped so warmly to her generous heart. The truth, of course, is that the cousins have continually lied to her, deceived her, deceived Fay, and swindled Willie. Now, when we left Ma on Friday, Shuffle had just forced the admission from Willie. Yes. Willie had invested his money with Cousin Sylvester. What's Ma going to do now? Well, our scene is still the same. Ma's kitchen. Her Ma and Fay, they've been giving Willie some lunch. While Shuffle, full of the most profound satisfaction, is... Well,
there you are, ladies. You just heard the word from the horse's mouth itself. Willie Fitz. Now, do you still believe in them cousins?
Horse's mouth? That's not a very nice thing to say about a fella, Shuffle.
Oh, no offense meant, Willie. I know this must be a big blow to you, Ma. Maybe to you too, Fay. But if you got any questions, right now, this minute, is the time to ask them. Ask away, Ma. Ask away, Fay.
No, I've got no questions right at this minute.
Anyway, I don't want to answer no questions. I want to finish my lunch. I shouldn't have answered no questions to begin with. Cousin Sylvester made me promise I wouldn't. And now Shuffle's gone and made me break my promise to Cousin Sylvester. If questions are the price of me finishing my lunch, well, then no lunch. I won't finish.
Go ahead and finish, Willie. You said that you was hungry, son. Eat.
Sure, Willie. You want me to butter you some bread? I'll butter your bread, Willie. Hand me over the butter, Fay. I'm buttering Willie's bread for good old Willie.
Willie.
Huh?
Do you mind telling me why Sylvester won't let you answer questions? You can tell us that much.
Well, I've told you so much already. Yeah, I suppose. For heaven's sake, Shuffle, I don't want a butter sandwich. You got a quarter of a pound of butter on that slice of bread.
Excuse me, Willie. My thoughts was all of you, Willie. I just want you to be healthy, Willie, son. Healthy and wealthy and happy and wise. While I'm taking this butter off your slice of bread, you just answer Faye's question. Why, Cousin Sylvester swore you to silence about this money he swiped from you.
Swiped? Sylvester didn't swipe it. Me and Evie gave it to him. Really, not even to him. Sylvester only handled the deal.
You gave him the money, Willie, and Sylvester says he passed it on to somebody else. But what did you get back for your money?
Shuffle, will you stop playing with that piece of bread and let me finish my lunch? I got back 1,000 shares in the Little Giant. I told you.
The Little Giant?
The Little Giant Mining Company. A very good mining company. Adams.
Adams?
What's the matter? Don't you people keep up with the news? These days, they got energy inside them Adams. For submarines and bombs and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, Willie.
They got to get them Adams someplace. They come from inside the ground. A certain kind of material. Wait a minute, what is it again? Yeah, uranium. That's the best kind of atoms, the ones that come from uranium.
And you went and bought yourself a bushel of atoms, Willie?
Shuffle, if you're going to be so stupid about the latest stuff in science, well, there's no talking. Here it is in an eggshell. Now listen.
Oh, brother, this is going to be great. Yeah, Willie, go ahead.
It's very simple. Cousin Sylvester's friend knew about this mining company out west, the Little Giant Mining Company. Some friend of his named... Now, listen, nobody's supposed to breathe a word of this. Sylvester made it very plain. The deal is secret.
Yeah, I'll bet it's secret. So Sylvester had this friend out west who's got this uranium mine. And you bought shares in the mine, you and Evie. You took your life savings out of the bank and bought stock in the mine. Is that it, Willie?
Well, then if you know, why are you asking? Okay, so you know, and now there's nothing more to talk about. Incidentally, this is very delicious, Ma. Say, I guess I was very hungry. Thank you very much.
Oh, God bless you, Willie. It's a pleasure. Willie, why did Cousin Sylvester tell you not to tell anybody?
Because it's a secret, Say. I don't know that I can explain it to you the way Sylvester explains it to me, but it's something to do with timing. I bought the stock for $2 a share, see? I put up $2,000 and I got 1,000 shares. And when the stock goes to $5,000, we're going to sell. That's a $3,000 profit. Yes, sir, which in my condition I can certainly use. Anyway, we don't want a lot of strangers rushing in and spoiling stuff, do we?
Now, say that part of it again, Willie. Here, wait a minute. You want me to butter you some more bread?
No, I don't want you to butter me no more bread. You butter bread in such a way it's like the butter fell in a tub of lard.
Willie, son, you don't have to answer this if you got a mind not to, but I just don't understand what you said. Sylvester told you to keep this a secret. But why? You know, Willie, if a lot of people want the stock in that mining company, that's when the price goes up. There's no reason to keep it a secret if you're trying to drive the price up.
Well, like I said, I don't understand it too good myself, but Sylvester was very insistent on that point. Evie and me shouldn't tell nobody. Of course, right now, that stock's just about my only hope, unless I get a job pretty darn soon.
You took everything out of the bank for this investment, Willie?
Well, it wasn't so much, Ma, but what good was it doing us in the bank at 1.5% interest? Evie and me need money. Huh? Well, did I say something wrong? Why are you all looking at me so peculiar?
So at the same time that you quit at the lumber yard, gave up your job, you took your life savings and... All right, Willie.
Well, that's what I said. That's why I need the profits.
Willie, let me ask you just one teeny-weeny question more. Did you get a receipt from Cousin Sylvester? Did you get any kind of a piece of paper?
Did I get a piece of paper? Do you think I'm a child who was born yesterday? I got something better. I got the stock certificates. I ain't got them with me right now. I gave them to Augustus Pendleton to keep in the safe at the bank, and I... Hey, by golly, I forgot to give the certificates to Augustus. I got them right with me this very minute. I'll show you. Did I get a piece of paper? Honest to goodness, Shuffle, sometimes you can be so insulting, It's a wonder we're still friends.
Oh, now, if I insulted your intelligence, Willie, without due cause, well, I apologize from now until breakfast time. Doc certificate. You look at them, or I can look at them over your shoulder.
All right.
But don't handle them, Shuffle. You probably got butter all over your fingers.
When you've got to eat them certificates, Willie, the butter's probably the only thing which will let them go down easy.
No, Shuffle, huh? No.
Well, what do you mean by that, Shuffle?
Nothing, Willie.
Let's see. Little Giant Mining Company. 1,000 shares.
Real official looking.
Hand them back, please. I'm glad somebody mentioned about these shares. I just got time to get to the bank before it closes and give them to Banker Pendleton for safekeeping. Well, it was a good lunch. Thanks a lot, Ma. Say, now, listen, you folks do me a favor and please don't tell nobody what I just told you. Sylvester made me and Evie swear that we'd keep it secret.
About that, I got no doubt.
I promise that I won't speak about it with nobody who don't already know about it, Willie.
That's the ticket. Well, thanks, Ma. How's everything down at the lumber yard, Ma? Stuff going along good?
Oh, yes, Willie, everything's going along fine.
That's swell. Everything okay with you too, Shuffle?
Yes, Willie, sitting on top of the world.
Well, that's great, Shuffle. That's great. Does a fellow's heart good to hear that anyhow his friends are doing great, even if he ain't himself. But, like they say in French, while there's life, there's hope. Well, so long, Faye. Thanks again for the lunch, ladies. Everything okay with you, Faye?
Oh, yes, Willie. Let's see you soon.
Sure, kid. Well, goodbye.
Ma, do you think what I think? Well, there's just no doubt about it. Sylvester has swindled Willie's money. Willie's life savings.
I don't know if I should bust into tears for Willie or take a gun to the cousins. Ma Perkins, you ain't hardly said a word. But you're going to do something, ain't you, Ma?
Yes. Yes, I reckon that... Oh, my own cousin. How could they? How could they?
Ladies, there's just one reason why you wash clothes. You want them clean. And that's why today's news about Deep Cleaning Oxidol is so important to you. Deep Cleaning Oxidol washes out the grimy dirt in clothes and gets your clothes sparkling clean. When you wash clothes with Oxidol, you can see they're sparkling white and bright. You can feel your clothes are soft and fluffy. You can smell they're sweet, too. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get Deep Cleaning Oxidol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxidol package. And now that Ma has heard this much about the cousins, will she learn the rest? And what will Ma do? Well, we learn once more that there's only one Ma Perkins tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins, presented by the Procter & Gamble Company. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.